This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on affordable care is simply not affordable. The more studies that are done, the more time that passes, the more it seems impossible to get around the core issue embedded in the compromises of the Affordable Care Act. It's just not affordable for lower income families. The government's projections for the current sign-up period are frankly modest at about 9 million sign-ups rather than the 20 million projected several years ago for this period. Given the number of states that continue to boycott the expansion of Medicaid, which is where a lot of the gap for the uninsured continues, the budget offices are finding the predicted cost of Obamacare about 20% lower than originally expected. Furthermore, the mandate is not pushing enough people into insurance who don't have it, particularly among lower-wage workers. Studies are finding that at about $40,000, the maximum participation is achieved. Lower-income families are simply paying the penalty because it's cheaper than the insurance bite. Reports from employers are very depressing, though not surprising. Having represented big healthcare employers with sorry health plans for decades and seen the abysmal participation figures, we were hardly shocked, but still reading figures for huge food service companies with tens of thousands of employees and their reports of only 500 workers out of 25,000 actually signing up for employer insurance is ridiculous. The workers are blocked from access to Affordable Care Act marketplace subsidies and cost sharing because they've opted out of corporate insurance, but they have opted out because the costs are too high and the benefits are too crummy, with essentially catastrophic coverage and deductibles as high as $6,000. Who can afford any of that on $10 or $15 per hour? Increasingly, it seems clear we have a little bit of something for health insurance, but it's only a bit better than nothing. And under the private company and corporate-centered regime, it's too pricey and too paltry. We need real national health insurance, but that means a more significant government investment, and that is a bridge way past the level of political consensus. It's also way past the level of public support, which fuels the continued opposition to Obamacare. When even the primary beneficiaries of the program among low and moderate income families are still priced out of the market, who is left to show the program the love it needs and deserves? Half-stepping clearly has only gotten us halfway to where we need to be. We shouldn't be surprised, but that doesn't make it any easier to live with the disappointment or the continued perilous state of national health protection in the United States for low and moderate income families. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.